Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. In 1973, Pink Floyd released The Dark Side of the Moon, which today is considered one of the most influential and critically acclaimed rock albums of all time. And by some estimates, one of the best-selling albums ever, with classic songs such as Us and Them, Money, and Time. And now you can experience the album as never before with an immersive planetarium show combining this iconic music with stunning visuals that will take you on a journey through the solar system and beyond. The show made its West Coast debut at the SMUD Museum of Science and Curiosity in Sacramento over the weekend. Joining us now is Jeff Rogers, the museum's planetarium manager. Good morning, Jeff. Congratulations.
Good morning, Vicky. Thank you for having me, and thank you.
You know, given that this weekend was the big one, you had a lot of people coming in to see this immersive experience. How did the first show go?
They were awesome. We had a few hundred people leave very happy, and they all said the same thing. It's like nothing they had ever seen before.
Yeah. How was it for you the first time you saw it?
So I've been a Pink Floyd fan, and I've been doing Pink Floyd in planetariums for more years than I care to admit, and it was stunning for me, too. The real trick here was that Pink Floyd put their weight behind a planetarium show for the first time. They engaged Hypnosis, the artist group that did the iconic album cover, Lo, those many years ago, in the International Planetarium Society, and they put together something like you couldn't imagine.
What is it about taking in outer space, the universe, the solar system, with the backdrop of Pink Floyd that just makes it the perfect blend, the perfect combination?
So it's funny. Pink Floyd did not want to be associated with space. They did not want to be a psychedelic space jam band. I don't know why they fit so well together. It's like that accident with the peanut butter and the chocolate, yeah. And suddenly somebody says, wow, they just mesh. I think it's the universal themes. I think it's the timelessness of the music. And what better way to pair that than with the universe and the timelessness of space?
Given that this has been going on at planetariums, what was it about Sacramento and the Museum of Science and Curiosity to be selected as one of the first in the West Coast?
You have to have the right system to be able to show this show. Pink Floyd insisted that only top-notch planetariums that were running the most current technology with the best sound systems would get to show this. They wanted it to look and sound perfect. We, being one of the newest planetariums in the country, in the world, were right at the top of that list.
Given that this has the blessing and the backing of Pink Floyd, did you actually get to talk with them and work with them on it? That seems like a pretty cool experience if you did.
We did not. although the invitation's open, if you're listening, come on to Sacramento. I think you'll be pleased with the way your show looks and sounds on our dome.
Yeah. I mean, the Museum of Science and Curiosity, it's a newer museum in Sacramento. It's beautiful right along the waterfront, along the Sacramento River. So for those who haven't been to MOSAC before, taken in the new planetarium, can you just describe the experience for us? Because I think when people are going to be buying tickets for this, they're going to be taking in the museum for the first time.
Right. So the museum, it covers a lot of ground. There are exhibits that deal with nature, with water, with energy, with curiosity. They're all designed to be challenging. They're all designed to engage the visitor. This is not a passive museum experience. Similar in the planetarium, all of our programming is live, so there'll be a real person taking you on a tour through the universe or the solar system or acquainting you with the stars, planets, and constellations of the night sky. And we always encourage dialogue and questions because that's what curiosity is all about. It's a place to really play with the world.
Is this show for all ages?
Well, we're not going to say no to anyone. We would like to say that there's some language, there are some themes, and it's a pretty intense show. So our recommendation is 13 and up, although we've already seen a number of kids just in the first weekend younger than that. So long as parents understand that we're giving them that PG-13 label, but they get to decide for themselves whether their Pink Floyd fans need to be at the show.
What if someone is sensitive to visual or audio aspects of the show?
It's probably not the right environment for you. The visuals are very intense, so if you have vertigo or you get motion sickness, it's like a virtual reality environment. You feel like you are moving through the scene. We try not to hurt you with the volume. We peak at 80 decibels, so we're not doing rock and roll level. But most of the show runs at around the 60 to 70 degree decibel level. Bring your own headphones if you're sensitive to sounds louder than that.
Mm. You know, the show runs basically the length of the album, which is 42 minutes long. So each song has its own theme and its own visuals. You know, when you see people walk out, or maybe when you walked out the first time, you know, how were you left feeling by the time the show ends?
I was thrilled with the science content that they managed to build into this otherwise very trippy, psychedelic journey that you go on. They built in from the Apollo mission all the way out to the future of Mars space travel. And there's actually a good science story built into this. I like to tell people that if they're not careful, they may just learn something during this show. But it'll all be subconscious. We're not going to beat you over the head with a science education theme, but you can't walk away without having learned something new about your place in the universe.
Yeah, sometimes the best kind of knowledge is the kind that sneaks up on you when you're having a good time.
Pink Floyd has been specializing in seeping things into your mind for decades.
I know that you don't have a shortage of diehard Pink Floyd fans that want to take this in, but for someone who maybe not be as familiar with their music. I mean, what I'm hearing from you is this is still like a really cool experience for them to take in as well.
Hey, if you've somehow managed not to hear the songs from Dark Side of the Moon over the past 50 years, it's time. You really need to hear them. But no, you don't need to be familiar. You don't need to be a diehard. It plays like any... It's almost classical music. It's like hearing Beethoven at this point. So you really can't go wrong with this, even if you're not familiar with the music. It's an experience that's well worth having one way or the other.
How have ticket sales been going?
We sold out our first 40 shows in under a week.
40?
40.
Wow.
So 4,000 people got the lucky first tranche of tickets. We expect to have the show with us through March. We have not released our tickets from December through spring just yet, but that'll be coming soon. So the best I can do is encourage people to keep an eye on our website or our social media so they know when the tickets will be released.
Did that exceed your expectations? The fact that the anticipation, which turned into a pretty healthy turnout, I mean, it was a success.
We teased well, I think. People knew it was coming. We knew it was going to be popular. We did not know that people would jump at it as quickly as they did. And the phones have literally been ringing off the hook for weeks. How can we get in? How can we get in? Don't worry. More shows are coming.
Yeah, that's great that it's still going to be available through March of next year, correct?
Through March. Pink Floyd's ending it then. That represents the end of the 50th anniversary year. Mm-hmm. So this is a limited edition.
For those who currently have, you know, a ticket in their inbox and they're planning to head to the show sometime soon, what would you like them to know? Do they need to know anything to prepare to take it in, or just show up?
Just show up. Try to show up about a half an hour before your showtime. The bar will be open. We've got merchandise for you. We've got it all figured out. We just want you to come in. We want you to grab a drink. We want you to go upstairs. And we want you to have a great time.
You know, I think about this Pink Floyd experience. I mean, it's one of multiple immersive experiences that are taking place and touring, you know, around the country. Like, I've been to the Van Gogh immersive experience. There's a Frida Kahlo one as well. This is paired with a planetarium. How do you hope shows like this, Pink Floyd in particular, they kind of help museums and just reimagine the potential of where you can take things?
Yeah. So Planetariums are virtually half of a virtual reality experience. The beauty of it is that you get to do it with 100 of your closest friends when you're doing it. From one other perspective on that, what Pink Floyd has done here by making this show available to planetariums, they've given us an opportunity to bring money into our institutions to support our missions. So they're really not making anything off of this. They created this as a gift to the science education community. So even if you don't love the Pink Floyd, come and see the show because you're supporting what we do for the rest of the community.
Jeff, thank you so much for the time.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you, Vicki.
Jeff Rogers is the Planetarium Manager at the SMUD Museum of Science and Curiosity in Sacramento, discussing the Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon Planetarium Show. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Nick Dobis, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Antonio Munez. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.